Do dwarves have normal size penises?
Yes.
How come you said that so confidently?
I ask every single one I meet. I'm being dead serious, too.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I will kick people out like it's nothing. Like it's nothing.
Nice. It. I would love too. It. Yeah.
And I never have rude hecklers. It's always people that love me. But it's usually people that have had a little bit too much to drink,
right.
and they just want, instead of listening to me do stand up, they just want to talk to me in the middle of my set.
Mm-hmm.
And I will give them a couple warnings, breaks. I'll say, okay, now you need to be quiet, you know, cause people didn't come here to hear you, you know?
Yeah.
And if they keep going, I'll just say, come get this bitch.
Yeah.
Come get this bitch.
I love it.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Brian Green. Best to you, Brian, and best to you, Brian, and best to you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome to another episode of The Commercial Break. It's a TCB infomercial Tuesday with a very special guest indeed, Chelsea Lynn, also known as Trailer Trash Tammy. But let me not ignore the elephant in the room. Why am I saying hello to myself? Because Chrissy's not here. Because Chrissy's not supposed to be here. You see, a long time ago, well, let me explain it this way. When a man loves a woman, or a man loves a man, or a woman loves a woman, sometimes those people do things with each other. More adult things. And Chrissy and I recorded an intro and an outro to this episode, but for one reason or another, I cannot get it to work. So, since Chrissy's not supposed to be here, and I would like to let you listen to the Chelsea Lynn interview, I'm just going to do it solo. Fuck it. We'll do it live, as they say in the business. Let's talk a little bit about Chelsea Lynn, and then we'll get to the interview where Chrissy is a part of that interview, and I know that's the part you really want to hear. Chelsea Lynn is one of my personal pandemic guilty pleasures. I found her social media during the lockdowns of 2020, just as I was starting this podcast, actually. And one of the things that instantly hooked me into Chelsea was this universe of characters, this cast of characters that she had created that were living and breathing on video and podcasts and social media around Trailer Trash Tammy, which is essentially an alter ego. So I want you to imagine for a minute, if you will, if you have not heard of Chelsea, that the crabapple bits that I do at the beginning of the show had come to life in a much funnier, much grander, much more visual way. And 10.5 million people also liked those characters. So 10.5 people like the crabapple bits, 10.5 million like Trailer Trash Tammy and the universe of characters that she has created or other people have created and brought into her world. And she goes out there in the universe and she interacts with people as Trailer Trash Tammy. She's been in music videos. She's had many a celebrity, a comedian on her podcast, in her videos, and she's just done it. I mean, I don't know any other way to explain how crazy huge Chelsea Lynn and Trailer Trash Tammy have become. Here's one way I can put it into perspective. In 2026, in March, I think, of 2026, Chelsea will be doing the second annual Tammy's Pontoon Party, which is a Norwegian cruise line that is completely occupied by people who love Chelsea and Tammy and these other rotating characters that she has in her world. So like 1,500 people will get on a cruise for 4 nights and they will travel around the Caribbean and Mexico. And you can do this too. You can go to eatmytrash.com and find out more information about that. By the way, check out that URL, eatmytrash.com, for all things Chelsea Lynn. But she will go on this cruise and it is wild. You should watch some of the videos on YouTube of last year's cruise, this year's cruise, and how insane it was. Here, let me give you a little snippet of what's to come on the interview. So in the last version of the cruise, she hired a band called Mini Kiss. And that's not like a small kiss, like a half kiss. That mini kiss means that it is people of a shorter stature who are dressed up exactly like the band Kiss, and they play Kiss covers. That's not even the wild part. That's pretty wild, but that's not the wild part. The wild part is that Chelsea wanted to have them on cruise number two. So she called and asked if they would come. And of course, they said yes. She then pitched that to Norwegian Cruise Lines, to which the higher ups at Norwegian said, fuck no, Mini Kiss is never coming back on not only your cruise, but any cruise of ours, period, end of sentence. Chelsea will explain why in this interview, but it is insane. And if that's your kind of party, if you're into it, I would highly suggest you go to eatmytrash.com soon to book your room, because I think there are limited rooms available. I've been kind of keeping up with all of the sales emails that come through. So she's got TikTok, 5-6 million people follow her on TikTok, about 1 million people follow her on Instagram. She's got a number of different accounts. 1.5 million people are subscribed on YouTube. She's got an OnlyFans page. She does multiple podcasts and she is everywhere. Chelsea Lynn, also known as Trailer Trash Tammy. I would normally throw it to Chrissy right now and I would say, hey, Chrissy, why don't we take a break and then do the magic of telepodcasting? Chelsea Lynn will be right here in front of us on our video screen. But since Chrissy's not here, I'm just going to tell you, why don't we take a break and then do the magic of telepodcasting? I will fanboy out a little bit about one of my personal favorites, Chelsea Lynn, coming here to talk to Chrissy and I. We'll be back.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Rachel. I have a terrible cold, but Brian wanted me to pass along the message that TCB's exclusive merch drop happens Friday, August 8th through the 22nd. You can pre-order your limited edition commercial break hat, hoodie, university sweater, or t-shirts and get an exclusive TCB sticker free with every purchase. Go to shoptcbpodcast.com Friday, August 8th through the 22nd to pre-order your merch, because when the window closes, it closes for good. So mark it on your calendars, Friday, August 8th through the 22nd, shoptcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to go take some DayQuil and feed Axel more pork chops. Best to you.
And she's here with us now, Chelsea Lynn, one of my pandemic heroes, as I was just telling her. One of the people that pulled me through the pandemic, got me inspired, and made me laugh along the way. Did your stuff really blow up when everybody was sitting at home? And I mean, I know you've been around for a long time, so doing Vines and all that, but did it set on fire during the pandemic?
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you. I appreciate that. It was a slow burn there for a minute. You know, I was gaining a little bit of following, a little bit of love. And then I think people were just bored at home and just, cause I didn't change anything I was doing.
Yeah.
And then during the pandemic, it just got a little woof. It kind of went off.
It hit.
It went off there.
Your shit is so wacky and so wild and so relatable. It's like you are this exaggerated version of everybody we know,
and
or some character
wigs
in your world is. Yeah,
I
your
love
wigs do.
Thank you. We do a little bit of everything. You know, I'll do the Trailer Trash Tammy stuff. I'll do just some regular Chelsea life stuff. Yeah. We do Positive Talks podcast with the wig. Like, we just, honestly, I'm just having fun. And if something sticks, great. If it doesn't, I'm still having fun. So I just do a little bit of everything.
Were you the kind of child who would sit around and like make characters and, you know, do little funny things? I imagine your family's pretty funny. Everyone's all in on this, right?
Yes. I was the type of kid that if there was a camcorder, if anyone had one of those big camcorders on their shoulders,
yeah. I remember that.
I was the one who was in front of the camcorder being like, watch me do this, watch me do this. So yeah, we have footage of that actually. So yes.
Okay. When are those tapes getting released? The Epstein tapes and the Chelsea Lynn tapes. I want them both released immediately.
We need them both. Yeah. We need them both. Yes.
I love how you're wearing a Dr. Phil shirt.
I know. You got to tell us.
That's my guy.
Yep. Phil McGraw. He was our guy.
I love Dr. Phil. Yeah.
We got him to do a commercial for us.
A couple of commercials, actually. We convinced him to do some commercials for our podcast. And it's still to this day, it's the funniest fucking thing ever, because we give him this script. And like the first six times he read it, it was very I didn't know, he didn't know what to make of it. Like, if you're a big fan of fucking ghosts, check out the commercial breaks. And, but then the seventh time, I think he understood that it should be comic, you know, that it's comedy. Oh. And he got with it and he did the best read we've ever had, ever.
Dude, I am so jealous. You got Dr. Phil to do a commercial for you. What the hell, dude?
We
That's
paid
crazy.
Him. We paid him.
That's crazy. Yeah. I would do the same thing.
Call
I love
him.
Him.
He'll do it. Call him. He's got a very popular podcast.
Okay. Okay. I love him.
Is he one of your guilty pleasures? One of your TV guilty pleasures?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Just watching Dr. Phil, even if it's a serious episode, it's so funny. Just the things he says.
Yeah.
He's Dr. Phil, dude. I've actually been in the audience several times.
No way.
I love him. Mm-hmm.
What were the shows about?
What were the shows about?
Yeah,
what
were the topics?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't even remember.
Did you get on TV? Did the camera pan to you?
Oh, yeah, me doing this.
Clapping, yeah.
Yep.
Because you loved him so much, you actually traveled to Los Angeles to go into the studios and sit there?
Well, I used to live in San Diego.
Okay.
So super close, and I'd go up to LA all the time anyway. So it was just like, hey, well, you have a free day. Let's get some tickets and go type of thing.
Wow. That's crazy.
I've also been to The Price is Right.
Oh,
it's been several years and I never got on, and that is still a goal. That's still, I still need to do that.
Oh, that's one of our favorites.
All right. So you want a Price is Right story? I'll tell you, I'll eat up a little bit of your time with my story. Hold on. So,
okay.
We used to have this streaming radio station. Like, we went from working in radio to having like a homegrown streaming radio station. There was a guy who worked for us. His name was Alfie. Alfie was the world's biggest Price is Right fan. And I hired a girl, and he met this girl, and they fell in love. And he was such a big fan of Price is Right. He wrote them, and he said, I need to be on the show. I need to ask my girlfriend to marry me on the show. Can you make this happen? And no shit, they made it happen. So it's out there on the internet. There's a lot of different places, but I think he's one of the only people who's ever been on The Price is Right and gotten engaged. So he gets called. He does a game. At the end of the game, Drew Carey says, hey, listen, you know, I hear you have something else in mind. And he asks his girlfriend to marry him on The Price is Right. So he didn't win it much, but he won a fiance.
That is a dream, dude. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love watching it every time. It makes me smile because he's just was so in love. And then Price is Right.
I've been to the Family Feud taping.
Yeah. Family Feud's a fun one, too.
That's a goal of mine. I love game shows. I want to be on Family Feud.
Oh yeah, that would be so much fun.
But you know, one of our dreams is here, Chelsea, is to have our own cruise, like a commercial break cruise. And right before you came on, we were watching like your hype video for the pontoon party.
Yeah, it looks like so much fun.
What is that all about? You got to dig in.
Tell us.
I can't believe it. I've got my own Tammy's Pontoon Party Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And about 3 years ago, my agent came to me and said, would you ever want to do a cruise? And I'm thinking like, oh, would I ever want to be booked as a comedian on a cruise? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
She goes, no, like your own cruise. And I said, I don't know if I could sell a cruise.
Wild.
She goes, well, I think we should try. And it sold out. I was just, we're about to do our second cruise. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No way. Tell us some of the things that go on the cruise.
Well, for starters, we had Mini Kiss on our first cruise and they've been banned.
Why did they get banned?
Why?
I don't even know if I can say on here.
You can say anything on here.
Oh, she doesn't know if she can legally with her lawyers. Oh. No, I'm
well, no. Yeah. let's just say day one, they were giving and receiving oral in the hot tub on the upper deck.
Oh.
What?
And even for me, I'm like, hey, go to your rooms.
Stop that.
But if that just gives you kind of like, that was my first cruise ever. It was wild and fun. And I'm not even kidding you. Me and my whole family to this day say that was the funnest time I've ever had in my life.
Wow. It looks fun. That hype video looks fun.
incredible. And we're doing our second one, gosh, in like 6 months, I think. It's in
February.
End
right?
of February. Yeah. End of February. We're going to Mexico out of Tampa, and we are counting down the days.
Yeah. Oh.
But is it a lot of work? Do you like, is it? I know you say it's fun. I can only imagine that it's like a blast. You're drinking with everybody, saying hello to the fans. But one of the things that Christy and I talked about when we discussed doing a cruise, which is what, you know, like a dream for us too. Not that anybody has approached us to do a cruise.
Nobody's asking for it yet.
It seems like it would be a lot of work. Like you'd have to be on 20, almost 24 hours a day.
Well, you're doing about a year of planning.
Yeah.
Before. We have weekly meetings of planning every week starting about a year before. So mm-hmm. It is a lot, and I am involved in everything. It's not like they plan it and I just show up. Like this is like
your crew.
Planning.
Yeah.
Yes. And then yes, it's a lot of work. So on the first cruise we did, I had so many because we had shows and meet and greets and activities and stuff. And so many fans came up to me and they're like, oh gosh, they're working you to death. You must be so tired. I'm like, if this is work, dude, like this is the best job in the world. Like I was having so much fun. It's unbelievable.
I think
it is awesome.
I think that's one of the things that I admire about you personally is that you do have the best job in the world. We do mm-hmm. have the best job in the world. We're not digging ditches. We're not out there in the hot sun most of the time, not out there in the hot sun. We're just talking on a microphone, making up silly shit for
yep.
a living and blessed enough then to have people on the other end
yeah.
who receive it and then whatever the revenue is. But the reality or the way that I see you interpreting all of this is really just still humble and having fun. Mm-hmm. You're not like, it's not, some people, I think sometimes, they get a little bit of fame. I mean, this is a tried and true story, yep. Old as time, is that you get a little bit of fame and then it goes to your head and you act like a real asshole. But you just seem to be yep. having a whole bunch of fun with this.
Man, you'll never hear me complaining about this job ever,
yeah.
ever, ever, ever. And I started this just having fun. I never anticipated doing stand-up comedy. I never anticipated being famous. Nothing. I literally just started this for fun. And when I was able to quit my 9-to-5 7 years ago, that was insane to me. And it's every time I get to do something, it's mind blowing to me that I even get to do this. So you'll never catch me slipping
yeah.
on complaining
yeah.
ever.
Oh, congratulations.
This is crazy. Thank you. It's just crazy. I'm like, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma in a rundown trailer house, literally. And it's just the fact that like people show up to these things for me, it's just like, I can't even, it's wild.
And now
it's wild.
And now I will tell you, you're in New Orleans right now as we're recording this, not as you're listening to it, listeners, but as we're recording this, you're in New Orleans. I know which hotel you're at in New Orleans because I've been to that hotel.
And
yes, ma'am. And that is, I mean, from the trailer in Oklahoma to where you're spending the night tonight
yeah.
is one hell yeah. of an updo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's one hell of an updo. Yeah.
Crazy.
What was your 9-to-5? Before you kind of hit it?
Oh, gosh. I was doing a little bit of everything, but right before I quit, I had two jobs. I was working at Whole Foods in the bakery. Mm-hmm. And I also worked for like a tech company as like an assistant type thing.
Okay.
So I was basically working for engineers. My husband was an engineer and he got me the job. So I was working kind of as an assistant for engineers. And I was working those two jobs and I don't know what it was. I was on my way to work one morning, literally, and like a light bulb went off and I just said, I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice.
Wow.
And yeah, because I wasn't making any money at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just went in and put my 2 weeks notice and it's been great ever since.
It freed
it took
you
off.
Up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We were talking to Donnell Rawlings, the comedian, about this,
yep.
and he said that someone told him when early on, when he was making no money, when he had no change, when he was couch surfing and, you know, we're doing gigs for food and beer and stuff like that. Someone told him, You have to firmly believe with blind faith that this is the only thing you were ever put here on earth to do, and go do it. Don't give yourself another option. Because you give yourself another option, you're going to do something else. Because this ain't the easy way. This is not the easy way. And, you know, we did the same thing with the podcast. That. All of a sudden, we went from one episode, you know, basically a month to four episodes a week. You just kind of blindly have to like take that leap of faith. And when it works out so spectacularly, it's almost like there's no doubt the universe is saying, hey, Chelsea, this is where you're supposed to be. This is where you're supposed to be.
And you know what? If it doesn't work out, you had nothing to lose. You're back to square one. So what? So you might as well just do it.
Exactly.
You might as well just do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're taking your family along for a ride. Does your husband still work? I'm sorry, I don't know. Does he still work?
No, I forced him to quit his job about a year ago.
Nice.
And he did not want to do it. But it was a very stressful job. And I was like, Greg, I'll go just quit your job. And you can, you know, he's real big into racing and cars and stuff. So he started a YouTube channel himself. He's grinding, you know, on this side also. So,
nice.
My sisters are in my videos.
Mm-hmm.
One of my sisters is my tour manager. The other works on my podcast. So it's a family business for sure.
We know all about
it. That's incredible.
Yeah, we know all about it. And that's the way it's got. I mean, and not only are you living this kind of like dream existence now, making content and getting up on stage, making people happy, but then to bring your family along with it is like the ultimate F you to your former 9-to-5. You're working in a bakery at Whole Foods now.
Yes.
Look at you. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
And you're bumming a cigarette from Post Malone. I saw that video and I could not believe it. I go, is that a setup or did that really fucking happen? I watched it three
times. I couldn't believe it. And we saw him, dude, it was just the most random chance meeting in the world, okay?
Yeah.
I saw him randomly in an alley behind the Ryman.
Yeah.
And was like, there's Post Malone. Like, it was just the craziest thing. The nicest guy I've ever met.
Oh, yeah. You've got Tootsie's on one side, the Ryman on the other.
I was walking out of Tootsie's. I was walking out of Tootsie's. And I was just waiting on my ride. I was trying to figure out where to go for my ride. And he was right there just standing.
That's
it was
insane.
Nuts.
That's
Did
Nashville.
He know who you were? Did he know who you were?
I don't think he did.
Oh, you don't think he knew who you were? Okay.
No. And when I posted that video, people were like, how does he not know who you are? I'm like, most people don't know who I am.
Well, that's true. You can be a pretty fucking famous and still have a fair share of people that don't know who you are, right?
Which is nice sometimes, right?
Exactly. But
do you get noticed a lot? Recognized a lot?
Oh, yeah. Probably every day.
Yeah.
But it's not like crazy. It's not like crowds of people or what, not at all, but it's several people a day probably. It's wild.
That's great.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, that's got to be a big change, like to go from a rather anonymous existence, right? Because Chelsea, just so the listeners know, this is not like you showed up on social media in 2020 and blew up. You had been doing like Vines in 2012 and 13, right?
I was about to say, I think I started 2012, 2013. Yeah. And like I said, it was a slow burn. Like my podcast co-host, Paige Jen, she went to bed one night with like 100 followers and woke up with like 500,000 followers. That did not happen for me.
Oh my God.
It was very gradual. So I kind of got used to everything very slowly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still crazy. I'm like, this is wild.
Well, that's got to be a little bit of a blessing, though, that it happens a little bit slowly, because then you ease your way into
it.
You know, there's an old saying that overnight success is never happens overnight, right? It's like, you know, but sometimes I guess like in the case of Paige, it really did.
I know.
She woke up with half posted, a million followers?
Yeah, something crazy like that. She had posted like a falling, she does like a, stunts and stuff, like falling videos, and one of them went crazy and like World Star reposted it, and boom, dude, she woke up and was like, what the hell?
Holy shit.
Yeah. Mine was more of a slow thing.
So now you're on tour. So you go from the Vine, then you go move over to YouTube, then you're following it on social media, burning, slowly gathering followers and kind of figuring out your own comedic voice, I would imagine.
Yes.
Doing these funny characters and Tammy and the family and all that. what now you're doing stand up. Now you're selling out shows, right? You're going and you're doing your own brand of humor, probably in a way you never imagined you would have.
No.
What?
Never.
Do you love the, like, that feedback that you're getting on stage? Is that the best in the world?
It's the it's the craziest. I never thought in a million years I would do stand up comedy.
Yeah.
And how I started it was years ago, fans would message me, you need to do stand up. You need to do a show. And I'm like, I'm not doing stand up. Like, what? Yeah. You're crazy. Yeah. You're crazy. I'm not doing stand up.
Yeah.
And then I think it planted that just little thing in my head. And I was like, for years I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. And if I don't like it, then I'll be done. And if I'm not good at it, then I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know, at least I tried it. Well, I did a show and I was like, okay, yeah, this is awesome.
That's the mother's milk right there.
This is cool. This is cool. And I haven't stopped since. And that was 4 years ago.
And
where did you try it out at for the first time?
In Dallas at Hyenas Comedy Club.
Okay.
So what happened was I had a friend who does stand up, Vinny Montez. He's out of Denver. And he said, hey, I know you don't do stand up, but would you want to do this show? Hyenas wants to book us for this show. And I kind of took that as like a universal sign to be like, you know what? Now or never.
Give it a shot.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I booked a show, announced it. It sold out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
They added another show that sold out. They added another show that sold out.
Oh my God.
We ended up doing 4 shows. And they wanted to add more. And I said, hold on, let's just do these 4.
Let's just try this out.
And by the way, I'm not tooting my own horn. Shows do not sell that good for me anymore, by the way.
Okay. Well, the demand was there.
The demand was there. Right. Pent up demand.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I did those 4 shows and I said, let's keep going.
Yeah. How did you work on the material? How do you work out that material?
So, and I still do this 4 years later. I'll just write a bit and I will just rehearse it in my room by myself until it's memorized. And I'll go on stage and do it. And things that I thought would get a laugh, if they don't, I'll take it out. I'll replace it. And I literally just do it in my room by myself.
Wow.
That's a great way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the old school. And when you're in school, trying to memorize, your project to get up in front of the class and talk.
Yeah, but I get this.
And you know what?
Go ahead, please.
Well, you know what's funny is I have a really weird attention. Like, and when I'm on stage and there's if it's like a small club, if there's people in front of me and they're ordering a drink or talking to the person beside them, or if they're like doing stuff, it's so hard for me to focus on my stand-up. So when I'm rehearsing at home, I will make my husband and my 2 sisters sit in front of me on the couch, and I make them talk to each other while I stand in the room and perform the stand-up.
What a great technique.
That is very smart.
While they're talking, to try to work that muscle of like ignoring what's going on around me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they're used to doing that for me.
That's like the Super Bowl teams that'll go to the big whatever stadium it's at, you know, the Superdome or whatever. And they'll have the audio people, guys,
pipe
in super loud music, crowd noise, firecrackers, gunshot, whatever.
Wow.
To make sure to get used to the noise and all the stuff that's going to be going on in a really loud environment. I do think also that if I was up on stage and someone was not focused on me, they were focused on something else, that my natural inclination would be to tune into what they were doing. And that is super distracting.
Yes. It's hard. It's hard. That's the hardest part about it. That's the hardest part about doing stand up for me.
Do you get
the attention?
Have you ever had hecklers at your show?
Oh yes. I will kick people out like it's nothing. Like it's nothing.
Nice. It. I would too. Yeah.
And I never have rude hecklers. It's always people that love me. But it's usually people that have had a little bit too much to drink and they just want instead of listening to me do stand up, they just want to talk to me in the middle of my set. And I will give them a couple warnings, breaks. I'll say, okay, now you need to be quiet, you know, because people didn't come here to hear you, you know.
Yeah.
And if they keep going, I'll just say, come get this bitch.
Yeah.
Come get this bitch.
I love it.
You know, you can't ruin it for other people.
Yeah.
So I have no problem kicking people out if they're disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen my fair share of live comedy. I went to a show, the Pete Davidson show. I saw Pete Davidson like working out some material in a really small club here in Atlanta. And he had a couple of openers, and one of the openers was trying to do his set, and there was a guy in the audience who had a little bit too much, who thought that he was supposed to be part of the act.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He would try, and the comedian was trying to tell a joke, and he would have a punchline ready, and he would say it out loud. And the first time it happened, he got a little bit of a laugh. The second time, people were like, "Arr." And the third time, the comedian just let into him. I mean, he just was like, "Hey, dude, you want to get up here? Because I'll give you the fucking microphone. I'm getting paid."
Yeah.
And he ended up getting escorted out of the show. I do think that's the right thing to do. After a minute, hey, listen, they didn't pay to see you. They paid to see me.
Yep.
No offense.
Yeah.
And this is not our personal conversation.
Right. And one of my very first shows, I had been doing stand-up just a few months. I had a girl kind of towards the front of the stage, and she was drunk and just talking to the person next to her the entire time. And I ignored it. I didn't, you know, I was fresh at stand-up. I didn't know how to handle that situation. And after the show, during the meet and greet, I had a lady come up to me, and I was like, "Did you have a good time?" And she's like, "Well, yeah, I did, but I didn't get to hear hardly anything you said because the lady beside me was talking the entire time." And I said, never again will I ever let that happen at another show of mine. And I haven't.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It should be a rule. We've talked about this on the phone, Chelsea. People at live events are getting fucking Looney Tune. Like, you know, people throwing phones on stage at live music events.
Between music
people
and
standing
comedy.
Up between music and comedy, the weird things that you see people doing, there's a certain kind of entitlement and bravado that goes on, and they ruin it for everybody else who's just there to have a good time. So I think it should be a rule. If you talk during a comedy show, if you're not talking because the comedian asked you to talk, you need to leave. Go somewhere else. Take that shit outside. Take that shit outside. Brian has said,
agree.
Put it in the book. Put it
we
in the
will
book.
Put it in the notebook.
This is part of a family. When you were growing up and you were hamming it up for the camera, was your family in on this too? Like, now it's a family affair, but did this, like, are a lot of these characters like organic that you and your family have been? I don't know. In my mind, when I watch some of your videos, I think, I bet they've been doing this for years. I bet they've been doing these voices and these characters for years.
Yes and no. Some of them, yes, some of them, no. And I kind of will try things out. And if people ask for more of it, then I'll keep doing it. So that happens organically in that way. Like, me and my sister have been doing these characters and these voices called the Barbaras since we were, and they're real, they wear like bottle cap glass, and they'll talk like this, and they're kind of old ladies. And we've been doing that since we were 12, 13. And we were kind of just Snapchatting us doing it, and people just begged for more. So now we have to do full barber skits and the positive talks. It's a,
I love those.
Thank you. So it's funny. A podcast. I do it on my Patreon, and I started with just doing one, and now it's the number one requested thing I do.
Oh, really?
We would post maybe one episode every couple months, and people were like, literally daily, "Chelsea, this is not enough. Like, I subscribe to watch this podcast."
Yeah.
So now we have to put out, we do two episodes a month.
It's fucking hilarious.
It really is.
So I kind of just go with what people are asking for, honestly. Yeah.
Smart.
Honestly. Yeah. Yeah.
We should take that advice. We should stop doing this shit people don't care about.
Now, hey, some stuff I do for myself. If I think it's funny and people don't like it, I'm like, hey, I'm having fun. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to. If you're not enjoying it, then what else are you doing? The positive talks, the best thing to me is the little intro that you get. guys did for the for positive talks reminds me of, like, I don't know, Reba in the 80s or
yes.
something, like a Reba show. It is very funny. You're all very naturally funny together. It's obvious
that
there's a rhythm going there. And I think everybody can probably relate to being in a setting where you have a few beers, you're sitting around with the guys or the girls, and you have a rapport with somebody where you're laughing and you're yucking it up, maybe a sister or a brother. But it's very, I think, unique to find people who do that in an ensemble so naturally, so gifted, so quick, and funny, because that's the part that's really hard. It's like, one, two, three, be funny, right? That's really hard to do. And I know there's probably takes and stuff like that, but it's just really good. You girls are gifted at what you're doing. And
thank you.
Have you ever had any interest in doing, or have you ever had anybody interested in taking this into a fully scripted or unscripted television program for a streamer? I can't imagine somebody hasn't approached you to say, hey, can we develop this?
Yeah. For positive talks or for any of it?
Any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, I feel like I've met with 1,000 production companies over the past, several years. Yes, part of me wants to write a Tammy movie. You know, I've been working on, a pilot for kind of a TV show that we're out pitching actually right now. But, I've pitched other stuff over the years, and you know how things go. You get excited about something, it doesn't happen. Nothing has happened solid, but I'm always out there grinding, trying to get a show or a movie done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, we have little bit of experience with this. It's very much hurry up and wait. It's like, get excited, then nothing happens.
Yeah.
Get excited, nothing happens.
Yep. And I also don't want to wait around for someone to come to me and be like, hey, let's do this, which I have had people come to me, but I want to like create something, I've been, like I said, I've been working on this show that I'm actually really excited about that we're trying to go out there and pitch. So, fingers crossed. And you know what? I'm a tough person. If that never happens, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm living the dream with what I'm doing now. So, whatever happens, will happen, will be fine.
You're doing cruises. You're selling out shows. Yeah. You're doing okay. You're smoking cigarettes with Post Malone. I think you're okay. I think you're doing fine.
I'm good.
You're staying at the finest Hampton Inn in all of New Orleans. You're doing okay for yourself.
Yes.
You're okay for yourself.
Right.
How hot is New Orleans right now, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
It's very hot.
Yes,
it's very hot, but it's been raining off and on, which has kind of been nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hot, girl.
You got that swampy.
Yeah, New Orleans is hot in December. New Orleans is one of those places.
And it's one of my favorite
being
places
in
the world.
Soup bowl, of course. I think that's part of what makes it, like, makes the people of New Orleans so weird and wild and wonderful is that they're constantly steaming their brains.
The heat. They're in a sauna 24/7. That can't be good for your we're going on a gator tour tomorrow and I've never been on one.
Those are good.
And I'm excited.
You gotta get excited. About
are you
that.
Going on the airboat?
I think it's one of those. I'm a little scared of, but it's, I don't know. It's like, hey, we're here, let's do it. Fine.
Mm-hmm. We've been on two and we went on one of them when my kid was like just maybe a year old.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And so this guy down in, middle of nowhere, Florida, and he's like in the Everglades, and he's like, don't worry about it. We have kids here all the time. And I'm like, he's one. Like, am I going to be able to hold on to him? And that guy was whipping around those Everglades, and I was hanging on to my son for dear life, and he's calling the gator by name, and it's open. It was wild. I think you'll have fun, though, because seeing a gator really up close in person is kind of one of the like it hits you in a place that's very primal. You're like, wow, this is why that's we're scared true, of gators because
they're wild.
Yeah, they're wild.
I'm the nervous one out of the group. Everyone else is excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, my heart's pounding right now just thinking about it.
Here's a piece of advice. Sit in the middle of the boat.
Yeah,
don't sit on the edges. Sit in the middle of the boat. Because those guys, they always think that like the gators, for some reason, they treat them like pets. They're their friends. They're going to, they call them by name. But, you know, we all have seen those weird, wild videos where, you know, the tigers were everybody's pet until they bit off a head or something.
Exactly.
Look at those. Yes. And I mean, you've seen a lot of crazy stuff in your life. You saw Minnie Kiss giving head inside of the jacuzzi. I still can't get over it.
Hey, we hadn't even been on the boat 5 hours and that was happening.
No fucking
way. Did you have to kick them off like from then or just like they did the rest of the cruise, but they're banned?
So I love them to death. I had never met them before the cruise, but when we were picking people, I go, Minnie Kiss has to be number one.
Yeah.
So since the cruise, we have become really good friends. They've come and stayed at my house. Like I love them.
Oh, wow.
So we hadn't been on the cruise for a few hours and my sister, I was getting ready to do our first show. I was filming my first special that night and my sister came up and she said, did you hear about Minnie Kiss?
No
and I was
way.
Like, no, what? She goes, he was eating something in the hot. I'm like, she goes, they had about 30 people around them just sitting there cheering him on.
Oh
I was
my
like,
God.
So we continued to have a great time on the cruise. And then this year when we were planning this next cruise, I told them, I said, Minnie Kiss coming back. They're my number one. And they came back and said, yeah, we banned them. I was like, what? Dude, I was like, I go, let me talk to the, call this. I was not happy, but yeah, it was fun though. It was worth, they said, they all told me, they said, worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Worth it. I got head. It was worth it.
Right.
Hey, listen, you know, when you're in Minnie Kiss, you got to live up to, you got to live up to the expectation.
True.
That is wild. And
yeah,
well, so Minnie Kiss, for those of you that don't know, you got to Google this. They really are. They're a cover band of Kiss, made up of little people, people who have whatever kind of
dwarfism.
Dwarfism.
Yes. Yeah.
And, by the way, Seven Little Johnstons, my favorite show in the world. So just have you ever seen that show?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
I tried to get them on the show, but for some reason they won't come on.
You tried to get on their show.
I tried to get on their show too, but for some reason,
don't give up.
I won't.
Don't give up.
I'm not. As soon as they go blue, I think I'm okay. But Minnie Kiss, so they do the whole cover band and the makeup and all that stuff. So you can imagine the wild scene as one of them is.
Oh. There were girls walking around. I did see there were girls walking around the cruise ship with white makeup around their lips.
Oh,
no.
Where they had just been making out with Minnie Kiss.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those guys are
Those
wild.
Guys know how to pull tails.
Yeah.
They're better at it than I am. But
right.
Hey, listen. Yeah. I mean, again, when you're in Minnie Kiss, you got to live up to all of the expectations of Minnie Kiss.
You take advantage.
Would Gene Simmons be doing anything less? No, I'm afraid he wouldn't. Yeah, maybe his tongue's a little
you
bit longer, but he's a little bit more proportional.
Right.
So there you go.
But no, this cruise is going to be just as good. We have El King coming on.
I saw that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Who are some?
Tam Patterson, Josh Wolf. Lots of comics. The girls that open for me, Tina and Libby, will be there. We're doing a live viral podcast, a live Trailer Tales podcast. I've got some special things planned that I don't want to say yet.
Sure.
It's gonna be epic. We added another night, so it's even a longer cruise.
So it was three nights, now it's four.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So when you do these cruises. Because I don't know this. I understand that sometimes these cruises are you are just a party on another cruise. And then sometimes it's the whole boat. Are you the whole boat?
We're the whole boat.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We are the whole boat, which is crazy.
Fucking A.
Well, we're the whole thing, baby.
Chrissy and I do not know one Kiss song that we could play, but if you need a replacement for Mini Kiss, we'll come with you. Yeah. That shit's wild. Okay. I just love the thought that.
Yeah,
and, I know.
And it's an indicator of some level of success. I mean, that's thousands of people you have to get on a boat from all across the country or coming to Tampa to see you doing your thing. You've had a wild amount of success, and I think rightfully deserved, because you are fucking funny. You're working a muscle that not a lot of people do. It's a comedic muscle that can, that's also an acting muscle, which is...
And just authentic.
Yeah, it's just authentic. It's coming from the weird, wild world of Chelsea Lynn.
Thank you. Damn, thank you guys so much, dude.
We're fans. My God. Chelsea, fans. I'm a fan. I am like a fanboy of Chelsea Lynn. Because, again, when I found you at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, what in the good fuck is going on this girl's Instagram? And then I just went down the rabbit hole of all of it, from the farting videos to the positive talk. Just all of it was so... It was inspirational to me, and as I went along my own journey with creating my own content, I thought, well,
hell yes.
She's out there making her own little worlds and universes and finding some success doing that. Let's make our own little worlds and universes. You're just one of the people I look to. So I when I knew you were coming on the podcast, I was like, that is fucking fantastic. Chelsea Lynn's in a Dierks Bentley video for God's
I saw that. How fun.
Bordeaux with the Bordeaux guy.
Yeah, with Joey Bro.
Joey Bro. I'm sorry, Bro. I call him Bordeaux.
That's okay.
I don't know why.
And I got to meet John Anderson.
Yeah.
Bro, I was like, this is crazy.
Did they call you and just ask you?
Dierks Bentley messaged me on Instagram asking me.
No fucking way.
That's incredible.
I was like, what the hell is going on? I said, yeah. I go, I'm in town that day. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Wow. Literally. That is wild.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Things like that happen. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I will never just be like, oh yeah, Dierks Bentley.
Check. Right.
Yeah. Check.
DM.
Check.
I mean, yeah, you don't get used to that.
It's like, what in the world is happening? I just get to do so much cool stuff. It's insane.
What is the coolest thing you've been invited to or done so far? Like, besides having your own cruise and being in the Dierks Bentley video and smoking cigarettes with Post Malone, what is something that's just like really blew your mind? You were like, holy shit, I'm doing this.
You nailed it. But just the comedians I get to meet and hang out with, I'm like, I'm in a room with these people. Like, it's like, that's probably the number one, because I'm a comedy. I love these people.
Yeah.
And the fact that I walk into a room and they're like, oh, hey, Chelsea. I'm like, I feel like I'm like a person who like won a sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to do all these cool things. Like, that's what it feels like to me. Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy.
You have imposter syndrome sometimes. You're like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Yeah.
I do. I absolutely do. And I envy the people who are like, oh no, I don't have imposter syndrome. I deserve it. I'm just like, I've got it, dude. I feel like this is a fog.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, enjoy every moment.
Thank you. Thank you. I wouldn't change it. This is awesome. This is crazy.
Chelsea Lynn is on tour.
Yeah.
She does live stand-up comedy. She also has a number of podcasts and social media channels that will make you laugh until you're blue in the face. It's wacky. It's wild. It's all over the place.
Wild.
And it is, if you like the commercial break, there is no doubt you're going to be into her brand of comedy. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. If you're so inclined, she's got a cruise coming up in February, leaving from Tampa. There are still rooms available because Chrissy and I were looking at it right before.
My birthday's in February, Brian. Right.
Hey,
you know, you're looking for a
birthday present. We might have to go on the cruise.
Get on that cruise.
Yeah, but if my wife catches me in a hot tub with Mini Kiss, we're done. We're done.
It should be a little more tame this year, hopefully. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know. I don't think those things get more tame. I think they get more wild.
I know.
Did you have anybody else that was kicked off the cruise is the question. Was there any other trouble that went down?
No. And you know what? I had countless. So apparently no one got arrested. You know, they have like a jail at the bottom.
I do know that. Yeah.
And they were kind of shocked. They said no one got arrested. Not one person. And I had dozens, of cruise ship workers that came up to me and said, I've been working on cruises for 10 years, 20 years, and we have never, number one, had more fun working a cruise, and number two, had more kinder, more respectful people to deal with on a cruise.
Oh, that's so great. That is
really fucking cool.
I cried when I got off. I go, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, that is really fucking
amazing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it cool?
Amazing.
Like, when we interact with our listeners, it's something... It's cool to know that they are the cool people I imagined that they would be, right? And
yes.
It happens almost 100% of the time. There's always one or two in the crowd, but 99.9% of the time, I just like to think of my listeners as people who I would like to hang out with, and it turns out most of them are. And so it's nice to hear, like, you didn't, like, breed a bunch of shitheads online that came and threw chairs off the deck and, you know, were punching people and... Yeah,
exactly.
It's not,
exactly. You nailed it.
It's not a Carnival cruise. A Carnival.
No.
None of that Carnival bullshit. All right. So Chelsea Lynn, all of her links are in the show notes. If you ever come to Atlanta, Chelsea, do us a favor. Come into the studio and talk with us.
I literally will.
Yeah, we'd love to meet
you in person. It would be one of the honors of the podcast so far if you would come and grace us with your presence.
Yes, let's do that. Yes, absolutely. And thank you guys for having me.
Thank you
for coming. It's again, I'm not saying this insincerely. I am a fan of yours. I think your comedy is great, and I hope that you do it for a long time to come. And I hope we see that Chelsea Lynn television show soon enough.
Yes,
there's a lot of crap out there. I hope they get. Yes. I hope somebody gets it right. So
stay
safe and on the gator.
No,
the gator hunt. Tomorrow.
Thank you guys so much.
Middle of the boat.
All right.
Bye, Chelsea. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Hey, I know you're expecting Rachel, but I wanted to drop in and let you know about two very special events you should think about, maybe possibly, putting on your calendar. Friday, August 8th, Chrissy and I will be watching Rally LA Live while we stream and break it all down. Rally LA Live is a drug lord movie starring Eric Roberts and our favorite preacher, the venerable Pastor Kenneth Copeland. I don't even know if what we are doing is legal, but I know it'll be fun. Stay tuned to our Instagram page for more details. Then, on that same Friday, August the 8th, through the 22nd of August, we'll be dropping our very first merch line. That pre-order window only stays open for 2 weeks, so you'll need to go to shoptcbpodcast.com. That's shoptcbpodcast.com. to pre-order some very good-looking merch. We're super excited about it. It's limited time. It's exclusive. Once it's gone, it's gone. And like a late-night infomercial, if you pre-order merch in that two-week window, we're going to give you an exclusive TCB sticker with every single purchase. So follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Pay attention to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Text us if you want a more personal touch, 212-4333-TCB, and subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak so that when we start streaming, you get notified. And last but not least, make sure to grab your merch August 8th through the 22nd, shoptcbpodcast.com. Let's pay some bills and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. It does not get any sweeter in life. Does not get any sweeter. That, rank that among my personal favorite interviews here at The Commercial Break, because it's one of my, like, I was trying to explain this to Astrid the other day. I love doing those crab apple bits at the front of the show. I know it's not everybody's favorite thing, but I love it. It creatively, it scratches an itch for me. I like making up characters. I like this little world that I've kind of pieced together, but it's not very linear. There's not a lot of detail to it, right? It's just the bits. That's what it is. And I color in whichever page I need to color in to do that bit. Chelsea has taken this to the nth degree. She has made an entire universe around Trailer Trash Tammy. And she just continues creatively to knock it out of the park, in my opinion. And it is so fucking funny. And obviously it is. Because, like, 10.5 million people follow her collectively on social media, YouTube, and otherwise. And if you don't already, you should. All of that information is down below in the show notes, but there's just really one place you need to know where to go. It's eatmytrash.com. That's eatmytrash.com. I would pay a prince's royalty to have that URL. That's amazing that she even got that. Eatmytrash.com. Find out more about Tammy's pontoon party, about the podcasts, links to her social media. You can buy merch, and of course, the never-ending tour, because now she's a stand-up comedian, as she alluded to, and she's probably coming to a town near you. So go see her and get on the cruise and do all the things. But don't get head in the jacuzzi. Don't do that. Not in front of other people, at least. First of all, it's dangerous when you're underwater with something in your mouth. That can be dangerous. You can understand why. That's just physics. We all need to breathe air. Number two, Norwegian is watching. Apparently, they have videotapes, and you got to be careful. All right. Thanks to Chelsea. We really appreciate it. One more reminder before tomorrow, and then I'll remind you again. Shop TCBpodcast.com. Shop TCBpodcast.com. Friday, 3 a.m., our merch line goes on sale. Do us a favor and support us. If you can. All right. I will tell you that I love you. I will say best to you. And then to myself, I will say, I do say, and I must say, goodbye. Take a dick and keep on licking.